Good morning, it's Sunday, June 7th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. The week's biggest longevity story is a sobering one. Semaglutide's Phase 3 EVOKE trial in Alzheimer's disease came up short despite years of promising observational signals, a critical reminder that association isn't causation in longevity medicine. Separately, a popular anti-aging drug combination triggered myelin damage in mice, a warning the biohacker community shouldn't dismiss. On the more actionable front, new data confirm vitamin K2, MK7 can mitigate menopause-related vascular damage, fight aging, surfaces a compelling bat biology framework for human longevity, and Pharmacy Times delivers the Neuriva evidence check this widely used supplement has long needed. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, Semaglutide's Phase 3 Alzheimer's trial comes up short, despite years of promise. According to CTAD Conference, the Phase 3 EVOKE trial of semaglutide, Ozempic, Wegovy for Alzheimer's disease has failed to meet its primary endpoints, ending one of the most anticipated tests of GLP-1 drugs in neurodegeneration. This is the one to read today. A popular anti-aging drug combination triggers brain damage in mice. From Rapamycin Longevity News. A new report reveals that a popular anti-aging drug combination caused severe myelin damage in mice, a finding with direct implications for the longevity biohacker community that routinely stacks multiple longevity compounds. Neuriva is one of America's best-selling brain supplements. Here's what the evidence actually shows. From Pharmacy Times, Neuriva is marketed to support 5 cognitive functions: memory, accuracy, learning, focus, and concentration, and is endorsed by neuroscientist and actress Mayim Bialik. But Pharmacy Times' clinical review finds the evidence behind its key ingredients is thinner than its marketing suggests. In supplement news, vitamin K2, MK7, mitigates menopause-related blood pressure damage in new trial analysis. From Nutritional Outlook, a new post-hoc analysis of the MenaQ7 supplementation trial finds that daily vitamin K2 as MK7 can meaningfully offset the vascular damage menopause inflicts on blood pressure, with the study coordinator concluding that while menopause negatively affects vascular health, MK7 supplementation can mitigate these effects. Metformin shows a survival hint in prostate cancer, but falls short of statistical significance. From Targeted Oncology, after 60 months of follow-up, a large trial found that adding metformin to standard care in metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer improved median survival by 5. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.